Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MRS Materials Minute podcast. My name is Damon Dozier, and I'm the Director of Government Affairs for the Materials Research Society. This podcast is produced by the Washington Office of MRS. President Trump released his federal budget last week, and unfortunately, the news isn't that good for science. Overall, federal R&D would take a 16% hit down to $12.6 billion, according to estimates from the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Although the budget isn't binding, it does show Trump's science and technology priorities. NASA, a longtime Trump favorite, would be down just 2.8% to $19.1 billion. And both the Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration, which oversees the agency's nuclear weapons programs, and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, would get increases. However, both basic and applied research accounts are slated for cuts in DOD under the new budget proposal. Most agencies are facing double-digit declines in funding. This largely mirrors cuts laid out in a preliminary budget Trump released in March, despite protests from science advocacy organizations such as MRS and some members of Congress. The National Institutes of Health is slated to lose about $7.4 billion, or 21.5%, down to $26.9 billion in 2018. The agency hasn't seen funding levels this low since the early 2000s. DOE Office of Science, which funds physical science research on a basic level, is facing cuts of 17%, down to $4.5 billion. Energy programs would even be harder hit, with an estimated loss of 60.3%, including the elimination of the Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy, or ARPA-E, which was created by the Obama administration. The National Science Foundation is slated for an 11% decrease overall to $6.6 billion under Trump's proposal, bringing it back to 2002 funding levels. Under those funding levels, the success rate for grant applications is estimated to fall to 19% from 24% in 2016, the most recent year data that's available. Of particular note in the National Science Foundation are cuts to I-Corps, CEMSS, the MPS Directorate, and DMR under the MPS Directorate. The National Institutes of Standards and Technology, which has seen strong congressional support in recent years, faces a proposed decrease of 23.2% below 2017 levels to $725 million. The lab's core science programs will be cut by 15% to $547 million. The Hollings Manufacturing Extension Partnership, which supports small and mid-sized manufacturers nationwide, would be killed under the 2018 budget proposal. The National Network for Manufacturing Innovation would get a $10 million reduction from 2017 levels to $15 million. Of course, all of this budget has to be approved by Congress before enacted into law. This is Damon Dozier with the Materials Minute Podcast, and thank you for listening.